Good morning and Hare Krishna. I'm Charu Shitani Das presenting Hare Krishna morning program. Studio clock, it's a couple of minutes past 8 o'clock as per Western calendar and Vaishnava calendar. Today is 23rd February 2008, Saturday, Ditya Tithi, Krishna Paksha, Dhriti Yoga, Uttara Falguni Nakshatra. Let us instigate our day with Krishna consciousness. As you informed last week, this year festival begins with Nityananda Prabhu's appearance. Coming few weeks, we will get more information about Gaur Purnima, which will be held on 21st of March. Every Saturday morning, I present this program, which is penetrating view into profound spiritual heritage, scientifically organized Vedic culture, practical guidance for attainment of the highest self-realization, which promises to occupy a significant place in the intellectual, cultural, and spiritual life of modern man for a long time to come. Allow me to start today's program with Maha Mantra, which is simply wonderful. Friends, wish you all receive this secret knowledge of Veda and recognize the real goal of our journey to a human form of life.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, राम हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
Hare Krishna, friends. 21st of March, the Gaur Purnima is. So today's is the beginning of few weeks. I'm going to put some lectures for to know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So today's lecture topic is Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Let us concentrate our mind and hear from a self-realized soul, His Holiness Devamita Swami. Definitely we will hear some more devotional songs and prayers in between. This morning I will narrate a story of Raghunath Das Goswami Thakur.
Tonight we'll be reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and discussing Lord Chaitanya's interaction with Sanatana Goswami, particularly how their mutual association transformed one another. It will be very interesting to note how not only did Sanatana Goswami become transformed, but also Lord Chaitanya himself said that he was transformed by their dialogue and interaction. And in particular, we're going to discuss the transcendental quality of dānya, utter helplessness, utter humility, and how it manifests in both the ordinary way that we should readily appreciate, and the dānya also manifests in the most exalted way in the highest portion of the spiritual world. It's often easy to forget that when Lord Chaitanya appeared with his associates approximately 500 years ago or so in West Bengal, there was political oppression and political subjugation. It's easy to forget that because Lord Chaitanya and his associates caused the radiant sun of pure Krishna Bhakti to shine so intensely that we easily overlook the mundane realities of the time. And that overpowering radiance of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes shows you, even today, how indeed the spiritual solution is the only real solution to everything, economic, political, whatever. Just the fact that when you read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, you are focusing entirely on the most wonderful, pure, loving Vaishnava exchanges, and you are witnessing the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself demonstrating the highest levels of spiritual attainment. So, we are in jail with Sanatan Goswami. Why is he in jail? You know. He's so intelligent, smart, and shrewd that he would run the whole kingdom of the Muslim emperor. But Sanatan Goswami more and more began to simply listen to Srimad Bhagavatam from devotee reciters in the privacy of his own home, which he had designed to be a replica of Vrindavan. So he wasn't showing up for work, and the Nawab Hussein Shah became angry and put him in jail. So here you have this most exalted devotee of the Lord in prison. Just think about that. It is not that in the material world, everything always fits together perfectly. But devotees always make harmony out of any material circumstances because the devotees are focused upon Krishna and service to Krishna. And Sanatan Goswami does that so wondrously that you forget he was in jail. This most prominent person in our line, who in the spiritual world is known as Rati Manjari or Lavanga Manjari. And this person whom also Kavi Karnapur, the great devotee writer of Lord Chaitanya's time, says that Sanatan Kumar of the four Kumaras also joined in to Sanatan Goswami to make his transcendental identity. This personality was in jail. And he received a message from Rupa Goswami. And that message is very mystical. Where has the Yadupati of Mathurapuri gone? Where has the Raghupati of Northern Kosala gone? Thinking about all this and considering it deeply, make your mind steady and understand this universe is not eternal. Just by hearing that, Sanatan Goswami understood. This message means I should escape from jail. This is how brilliant he was. He immediately came to that conclusion. This means I should escape from jail and join Lord Chaitanya. This is the caliber of intelligence you're dealing with. Even when you look at that intelligence materially, it is far beyond the greatest IIT comprehension of today. So, Sanatan Goswami had to escape from jail using diplomacy. We were explaining in Vrindavan Dham yesterday or the day before how diplomacy is not an easy thing to use in Krishna's service, but Sanatan Goswami demonstrated its perfect and pure use. He called the jailkeeper over and said, "Don't you know, someone who releases a person from conditioned life also becomes released from conditioned life by the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Now, he's speaking eternal transcendental truth, but he said it in such a way that immediately the jailkeeper got the right idea. Oh, you want to escape from jail, and you're going to be offering me some incentive. Now, it is a fact that, as Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport to that verse, the greatest service to be done for the Supreme Personality of Godhead is to help someone to escape from material existence. And that person who gives that help becomes recognized by the Supreme Personality of Godhead for doing such a dear service. Sanatana Goswami added some spice to his presentation by stacking 5,000 gold coins on the table. And he explained that there's no need for you to be afraid of repercussions from the authorities. You can simply say that you took me to the bank of the Ganga to pass stool, and I just happened to jump into the Ganga with my chains on, and I drowned. So that will be your explanation. And furthermore, you can be sure, as a pious Muslim, you can be sure of what I'm going to do when I go about my way. I'm going to go straight to Mecca as a mendicant and make a pilgrimage. And then, watching the jailkeeper, Sanatana Goswami, as he was speaking, stacked an additional 2,000 gold coins there. He's using his intelligence for Krishna's service. He's using diplomacy, but this is pure bhakti. His intentions are to benefit everyone, even the Muslim jailkeeper. So the Muslim jailkeeper began to calculate. Not only could I be doing a pious activity, but I also get money too. So he let Sanatana Goswami escape. And then you know how Sanatana Goswami came at night to an inn. This is after his escape. He's accompanied by his servant Ishan. And the innkeeper treated Sanatana Goswami so nicely. Oh, whatever you want. Consider this your home. Just laid the hospitality on very thick. But Sanatana Goswami, he is, after all, so shrewd that the Nawab Hussein Shah had put him in charge of his kingdom. So Sanatana Goswami, with that same shrewdness, began to analyze, why is this innkeeper treating me so nicely? My servant must have some money on him. So Sanatana Goswami asked the servant, by chance, did you bring any money with you? And the servant told him, yes, I only have a few gold coins. So Sanatana Goswami immediately said, give the money to the innkeeper. And when the money was given to the innkeeper felt very relieved. Oh, thank you so much for doing that, because you may not know it, but I had planned to kill you tonight and take the money. So you have saved me from a very abominable activity. And no doubt he's thinking, I also get the money too. This is what Sanatana Goswami is dealing with. He's empowered. He knows how to deal with Krishna's spiritual energy, with Krishna's material energy. He's demonstrating the pinnacle of Vaishnava Yukta Vairagya, using everything in Krishna's service. He's not shirking from living in this world as a bhakta. He's doing it most expertly. Sometimes people say, for example, in Australia, there's so many, I was explaining to Gauranga Prabhu how so many Indian overseas students are going there now. It's the cool place to study overseas. So they all present this fear that we like bhakti, but isn't it so that if we get too much into it, we'll lose our competitive edge and we won't be able to function in the workplace. We won't be able to swim with the sharks. But Sanatana Goswami is showing you. He swam with the biggest sharks of all, and he's fully absorbed in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So he got away from the inn with the help of the innkeeper. The innkeeper said, I'll send you some men to guide you across the hilly tract of land at night. And then Sanatana Goswami went on ahead alone, and he happened to go by where his brother-in-law lived, Srikanta Sen. And Srikanta Sen could see him from far off. And then when he met him, he told him, "Look at you, you're dirty, you're unkempt. Stay at my house for 2 days, clean up, dress like a gentleman." Here, Sanatana Goswami shows his determination to engage in Krishna service. He told his brother-in-law, "I will not stay here for one moment longer. Immediately show me where is the Ganga, I'm on my way." He would let nothing slow down his meeting up with Lord Chaitanya. So he's showing how to use all your intellectual faculties, all your managerial skills, all your practical talents for the purpose of serving Krishna. So he arrives in Varanasi. Lord Chaitanya is there. And he's outside the door. And Lord Chaitanya tells his servant, "There's a Vaishnava outside. Please let him in." Lord Chaitanya is the omniscient Supreme Personality Godhead. So the Vaishnava, I believe Tapan Mishra, he goes outside and comes back to report to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "I didn't see any Vaishnava. All I saw was a Muslim mendicant." So Lord Chaitanya told him, "All right, but bring the, whoever you saw, bring him in." So Sanatana Goswami enters, long hair, long beard, looking very ragged because he had been escaping through the forest. He couldn't go on the main roads. He's been going through the wilderness for several days to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what happens? Lord Chaitanya sees him come in, and Lord Chaitanya gets up, and he goes and he embraces Sanatana Goswami, crying with ecstatic love. And Sanatana Goswami also begins to cry with ecstatic love, saying, "Don't touch me, don't touch me." In other words, "I'm so fallen, I'm so contaminated, don't touch me, don't touch me, I'm not worthy of this." But Lord Chaitanya continues to embrace him, and Tapan Mishra is watching as Lord Chaitanya and Sanatana Goswami, shoulder to shoulder, are just crying tears of ecstatic love. And then Lord Chaitanya takes him and he sits him on a raised platform next to him. And Mahaprabhu, with his own hand, begins to cleanse the body of Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami again protests, "Don't touch me, don't touch me." And what does Lord Chaitanya say? "I'm touching you to purify myself, because by the force of your devotional service, you can purify the whole universe." And then Lord Chaitanya would speak other verses glorifying the potency of a devotee. Tirti kurvanti tirtani. Wherever you go, wherever such a devotee goes, that is a place of pilgrimage. In other words, Sanatana Goswami is a walking tirtha. So, it was time for Sanatana Goswami to get cleaned up. Various Vaishnavs, Chandrasekhar Acharya, Tapan Mishra, they offered a new set of clothes, Vaishnava clothes. Sanatana Goswami turned down the new set. He wanted an old set of discarded cloth to make his attire. He shaved, he cut his hair. Prabhupada explains in the purport, Lord Chaitanya didn't like Sanatana Goswami's hippie features. And so Prabhupada said, similarly, in our Krishna consciousness movement. So he shaved, he cut his hair, he dressed in old cloth, and Lord Chaitanya was very satisfied with such renunciation. But Mahaprabhu kept looking at this valuable quilt that Sanatana Goswami was wearing. This quilt given to him by his brother-in-law, Srikanta Sen. You know, the brother-in-law who asked Sanatana Goswami, "Stick around for a few days, recuperate, dress up, become a gentleman." And Sanatana Goswami said, "I won't stay here another moment." His brother had given him a valuable quilt. So Lord Chaitanya was looking at that quilt. And Sanatana Goswami got the hint. Mahaprabhu does not approve of this quilt. So he went and exchanged it for an old quilt. And he came back. And then Lord Chaitanya revealed the significance of that quilt. Now you may be thinking, what's the big deal about a quilt? Why was Lord Chaitanya focusing on that one thing? Lord Chaitanya explained to Sanatana Goswami, this quilt represents, or this quilt is your last remaining material attachment. By your getting rid of that quilt, you are now free of all material attachment. A good doctor, when he's curing disease, does not even leave a tiny bit of disease remaining. The cure has to be thorough. So, in this way, Sanatana Goswami qualified himself to receive Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And how did that mercy manifest? In a very interesting way. The mercy of Lord Chaitanya manifested in this particular instance in Sanatana Goswami's being able to ask the most wonderful questions to Lord Chaitanya. The questions were the result of empowerment by Lord Chaitanya. And when you read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, you can meditate on those empowered questions and hear Lord Chaitanya's answers, and you'll derive countless lifetimes of transcendental enlivenment. And of course, frequently Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami reminds you, by your paying attention to these questions and answers, soon you will certainly attain love of Krishna. We are reminded that Lord Chaitanya empowered Ramananda Roy to answer questions. Lord Chaitanya would question Ramananda Roy, and Ramananda Roy, by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, would give answers. So much so that later, Ramananda Roy would explain, I'm just a puppet who's dancing according to the will of the one who's asking me questions. I'm just dancing according to his indication. He's empowered to answer by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, and Sanatana Goswami is empowered to ask questions by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So then, Sanatana Goswami shows us the perfect example how to approach the Guru. He says, Nij jati nij sangi patita adama ku vishaya kupe pari goinainu janama. I am low born. All my associates are low class. I've spent my whole life at the bottom of the well of sinful materialism. I don't know what's good for me. I don't know what's bad for me. I don't know how to benefit myself. He said this while clasping Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet with a piece of grass in his mouth. Hundreds of years ago in India, that was the practice when you wanted to show your utter helplessness and humility. You would put a piece of straw or grass in your mouth and fall at someone's feet. So Sanatana Goswami did that, and he, in such a powerful example of dānya, presentation of utter helplessness, utter humility, he spoke these words to Lord Chaitanya. He said, people think I am a great scholar. They think I'm a great pundit. And I'm such a fool, I believe them. But how can I be intelligent when I don't know who I am? I don't know why I'm suffering from the threefold miseries. If I don't know the answers to those questions, how can I do any good for myself? This is how he presented himself to Lord Chaitanya, teaching us so dramatically how to approach the disciple succession, how to throw ourselves at the feet of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and their representatives. Srila Prabhupada comments that in this utter humility and helplessness of Sanatana Goswami in his presentation, in this way, the greatest authority in Gaudiya Vaishnavism is showing how one can become fallen in this world because of bad association. We always have to be mindful of who we are associating with, how we are associating with the material energy. The nature of Kali Yuga now is that the material energy tries to seep in through so many different angles. not simply friends, not simply family, but television, radio, internet, newspapers. You always have to monitor your situation and see how Kali Yuga is trying to infiltrate your life. And the greatest authority in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya is demonstrating through his own portrayal, ni jati ni sangi, I'm low born, all my associates are low class, look at what happened to me. You see, from the material point of view, Sanatana Goswami was born in top class Brahmana family, Saraswata Brahmana line, but his associates were Mohammedan meat eaters. And so Sanatana Goswami is letting you know, even though I was not born one of them, because I associated with them, one way or another, consciously or subconsciously, I took on their qualities. I admit it. So Sanatana Goswami takes this reality head on. And he presents himself to Lord Chaitanya in such utter humility and helplessness. Now you might recall the previous meeting of both Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Ram Kali. Lord Chaitanya was supposed to be going to Vrindavan, but somehow or other he went to Ram Kali, and there he met Rupa and Sanatana, and they had fallen at his feet with the straw in the mouth and saying, you are known as Patita Pavana, the deliverer of the most fallen. In order for your reputation to be intact and true, you have to save us. If you don't save us, it's going to be a hard time for you to find anyone worse. But if you do save us, your saving glories will be known throughout the three worlds. And this is why they presented themselves in utter helplessness and humility to Lord Chaitanya. We are the most suitable objects of your saving mercy because we are the worst, without a doubt. So Sanatana Goswami now is continuing that same dainya, that utter helplessness and utter humility in approaching Lord Chaitanya in Varanasi, and he's about to have clarified the constitutional position of the living entity. Who am I? And Lord Chaitanya is going to give first the sambandhagyan, the knowledge of who we are in relationship to Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya explains the famous verse, Jivera Swarupai.
Yes, you are listening Hare Krishna morning program. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu given us the information, what is our constitutional position? Jiver Swarup Hai Krishna Nitya Das. We are the eternal servant of the Lord. Looking at the studio clock, let us listen one of the devotional songs.
Oh, Like what you're hearing? Ever thought of becoming an on-air announcer? Well, you can with new courses starting soon at the WinFM Training School. You can become skilled in the areas of on-air DJing, scripting, interviewing, news, and much more. For more information, contact Training Coordinator Lee Hayhow on 0402 529 735, and you can join the team of volunteer announcers on your station, Your Voice, 88.9 WinFM.
Hare Krishna. You are listening Hare Krishna Morning Program. Every Saturday morning, 8 till 9 a.m., I present this program on behalf of Hare Krishna Temple. Our address is 197 Dang Street, Albert Park. Contact 9699-5122. Or you can contact me, 0412-696-559. As I said this morning, I'm going to listen the story of Raghunath Das Goswami. The crest jewel of Vaishnava society, Raghunath Das Goswami was the only son of the king of Saptagram. Those days, India was the greatest country in the world. Bengal was the most glorious province, and the port of Bengal, Saptagram, was the most opulent place. The annual income of Raghunath Das's family was 20 lakhs rupees. Now, if you can convert it, presently it will somewhere in $7,000. Inflation of the currency, and it could be more than $10,000 monthly income. His standard of material happiness was equal to that of Indra, the king of heaven. In his boyhood, Raghunath Das became attracted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and got mad with ecstasy of love of the Lord. Time and time again, he tried to run away from home and go to Nilachal, which is we call Jagannath Puri, to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But his father's men caught him and brought him back. His father locked him up and appointed 11 guards to watch him. When Lord Chaitanya came to Shantipur from Jagannath Puri, Raghunath went to see him. He revealed his heart to the Lord and begged him to take him to Puri. But the Lord instructed him to go back home, take care of his duties with a mood of detachment, and worship Sri Sri Radha Krishna in the mind. He assured him that he would meet him in Jagannath Puri as he returned there from Vrindavan. With broken heart, Raghunath went back home and took care of his worldly duties according to that instruction of the Lord. His parents became very pleased to see this transformation. Thus he spent about 2 years at home. Then with the ropes of his causeless mercy, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu employed a trick to deliver Raghunath Das Goswami from the blind veil of the family life. It happened as follows. One day, Raghunath got the news that Nityananda Prabhu come to Panihati, which is very close to their house. Not very close, but not too far. He immediately went to meet him there. Sitting on a rock under a tree on the bank of the Ganges with all his main associates, Lord Nityananda seems as effulgent as hundreds and thousands of rising suns. Many devotees sat on the ground surrounding him. For your information, after 522 years, still that place is still there, and people are visiting every year. Seeing the influence of Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das was astonished. Therefore, he offered him him obeisance from that distance. Seeing him, Nityananda Prabhu became very pleased, and being by nature very merciful and funny, he told Raghunath with great affection, "You thief, now you have come to see me. Come here. Today I shall punish you." But embarrassed Raghunath did not go near to him. Then the Lord forcibly caught him. "You thief, instead of coming near, you stay away at distance place. Now that I caught you, I will punish you. Make a festival and feed all my associates yogurt, chipped rice." Hearing this, Raghunath became very pleased and immediately sent his own men to the village to purchase chipped rice, yogurt, milk, sweet sugar and bananas, organized a wonderful feast. Innumerable brahmanas and saintly persons came to attend that festival. Chipped rice was first soaked in hot milk. Chipped rice means somewhere, if you do not know exactly Indian special item, it's a flat rice. You can get it in Indian grocery shop. That soaked, then it has to soak in hot milk. Then half of the rice was mixed with the yogurt, sugar and bananas, and the other half mixed with the condensed milk and bananas. The sugar, ghee and camphor were added. Nityananda Prabhu sat on a raised platform, and in a circle around him, all the most important associates sat there. No one could count how many people gathered. So many so that there was no room left on the bank of the Ganges. Therefore, many people had to go into the river and stand there, eating their chipped rice. Everyone was offered two earthen pots, one of chipped rice soaked in yogurt, and the other one chipped rice soaked in condensed milk. Then Lord Nityananda, his meditation brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was unseen. From each and every pot of the devotees, Lord Nityananda took one morsel of chipped rice and playfully put it into the mouth of the Lord Chaitanya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also did the same to Lord Nityananda and laughed as he made him eat it. In this way, Lord Nityananda was walking through all the groups of the eaters, and all the Vaishnavas there saw the fun. No one could understand what Nityananda Prabhu was doing as he walked about. Some, however, who were very fortunate could see that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also present. Lord Nityananda offered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a place and had him sit down. Then together the two brothers began to eating chipped rice. Seeing Lord Chaitanya eating with him, Lord Nityananda Prabhu became very happy and exhibited varieties of ecstatic love. Lord Nityananda asked everyone to chant the holy name of the Lord and eat. Immediately, the holy names of Hari, Hari resounded, filling the entire universe. When all the Vaishnavas were chanting the holy names and eating, they remembered how Krishna and Balaram ate with their companions, the cowherd boys, on the bank of the Yamuna. When shopkeepers of many other villages heard about the festival, they arrived there to sell chipped rice, yogurt, sweet, bananas. Raghunath Das purchased it all and fed them the very same food. Anyone who came to see the festival was also fed chipped rice, yogurt and bananas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu are extremely merciful and liberal. It was Raghunath Das's good fortune that they accepted all these dealings. The next morning, after taking his bath in the Ganges, Nityananda Prabhu sat down with his associates beneath the same tree under which he had previously sat. Raghunath Das went there and worshipped Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. Through Raghava Pandit, he submitted his desire. "No one can attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without your mercy. Although I am unfit and grateful and greatly afraid to submit this plea. I nevertheless request you to especially merciful towards me by granting me shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Lord Nityananda Prabhu placed his lotus feet upon Raghunath Das's head and said to him that since he arranged the feast on the bank of the Ganges, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here just to show him his mercy, eating cheap rice and milk. Now all the impediments meant for Raghunath's bondage are gone. Thus everybody can easily get the mercy of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya taking part in the Panihati festival, which is very dear to them. Therefore, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder Acharya of Hare Krishna movement, instructed His disciples to organize this Chiradhai Panihati program every year. If you could remember, in Melbourne, we are doing this with the mercy of local devotees, and His Holiness Jayapataka Swami also coming every year and doing this festival in December. The next day after festival was over, Nityananda Prabhu at night went to the temple of Raghava Pandit and began congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Lord Nityananda Prabhu's first influenced all the devotees to dance, and finally he himself began dancing. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was observing the dancing of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu could see this, but the others could not. No one can properly describe the sweetness of Lord Nityananda's dancing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally came to see it. After the dancing and after Lord Nityananda had rested, Raghava Pandit submitted his request that the Lord take supper. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there unseen and sat down at his place. Raghava Pandit, however, could see him and he felt increasing happiness. He would bring and distribute prasada to the two brothers, feeding them with great attention. They ate everything with great satisfaction, leaving no remnants. Thereafter, Raghava Pandit distributed prasad to all the other Vaishnavas. It is said that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always present in three places. This is very secret. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can see three places wherever Lord Nityananda is dancing. When prasad is offered to him in the house of Mother Sachi and in the house of Raghava Pandit. So if you are having any plan to have pilgrimage to go see all these places, don't miss this place. It's very close to Mayapur, not too far, but close to Mayapur. So today I'll stop here. Next week we'll hear some more details about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Let us listen one of the glorification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, दया करो मोरे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु दया करो मोरे तुम बिना के दयालु जगत संसारे तुम बिना के दयालु जगत संसारे पतित पावन हेतु तव अवतार पतित पावन हेतु प्रभु न पाइबे मौसम पतिता प्रभु न पाइबे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु दया करो मोरे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु हा हा प्रभु नित्यानंद प्रेमानंद प्रभु नित्यानंद प्रेमानंद सुखी कृपा अवलोकन करो हमी बार दुखी कृपा अवलोकन करो हमी बार दुखी श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु दया करो मोरे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु दया करो सीतापति अद्वैत गोसाई तव कृपा बोले पहाय चैतन्य निताय तव कृपा बोले पहाय चैतन्य निताय आहा स्वरूप सनातन रूपरगुना आहा स्वरूप सनातन रूपरगुना भट जुगा श्री जीव प्रभु लोकना भट जुगा श्री जीव प्रभु लोकना श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु दया करो मोरे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु रामचंद्र संगामगे नरोतमदा श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु दया करो मोरे तुम बिना के दयालु जगत संसारे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु दया करो मोरे
हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
हरि बोल। On Good Friday, 21st of March 2008, we will celebrate the 522 anniversary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, which is called Gaur Purnima. It will be an eventful, exciting festival. We are expecting over 3,000 guests on the day. Looking at the studio clock, it's nearly 9 o'clock. Next show on this station would be very well known Saturday morning show called Fast, Lean and Invincible. Hope you all had enjoyed today's Hare Krishna morning program. I'm Charu Chaitanya Das from Hare Krishna Temple. Please accept our humble request and invitation. Every day we're open, but specially inviting you for Saturday and Sundays, Melbourne's famous Hare Krishna Free Feast, which is full of absolute transcendental activities. 4:30 Kirtan, 5 o'clock Bhagavad Gita discourses, simultaneously children's activities on other buildings, 6 o'clock Prasadam, 7 o'clock Sandhyarati, 7:30 Sunday we have a story time. Find your place in here in Hare Krishna Temple. Our address is 197 Dank Street, Albert Park. Contact 9699-5122. Don't hesitate to call me for any queries regarding today's program or by any means if we can assist you to progress towards Krishna consciousness. My contact number 0412-696-559. Wishing you and your families very good weekend with spiritual progress. May Lord Krishna bless us all and gives us appropriate guidance to find tranquility and bliss in our life. Looking forward to have your association again Saturday morning, 8 o'clock. Until then, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.